Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a heated toilet seat, plus Tom's tinnitus and Shat Road. It's coming up in just a minute.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host Megan Klingenberg.
And now we're giving people an inside look at the World Cup.
Time's ticking.
I think you can feel the intensity. All the guys are wanting to really stake their claim, and they want to be on that World Cup roster. There's no doubt about it.
Hosting the World Cup on home soil comes with its pressures, but we're just really excited, just as the people are.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henco. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Come gather around my friends, and I'll tell you about a man who is adored by every woman in the land. He rides a big white horse, he's gorgeous, of course. He never watches sports, and he has never been divorced. He's the man, he's the man, he's the man who doesn't exist. After sex, he likes to cuddle and then talk about your mom. And he loves to rock out too. Celine Dion. He's muscular and thin. He only has one chin. He thinks that Cindy Crawford is way too thin. He takes out the trash even before you ask. He never holds your head under the covers when he releases gas. He's the man. He's the man. He's the man who doesn't exist. He loves to paint your toenails and then give you a back rub. And when you can't button your pants, he says they must have shrunk. He nourishes your soul. He knows how to fold. And all his favorite underwear is less than 10 years old. He doesn't criticize or tell you how to drive. He knows that after sex you shouldn't give a high five. He's the man, he's the man, he's the man who doesn't exist.
Wow.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I can't believe it took me this long to figure this out. Before you put your headphones on, you young broadcasters out there, put them around your neck and put the ear pads up against your chest. It warms them up very nicely. Is there anything more troubling than a cold headphone going on your head?
Yeah, an ice cold toilet seat.
Yeah, that's true. They have heated toilet seats, though, don't they? I mean,
mine is...
You have a heated toilet seat?
Boom. It's all part of that bidet package, my friend.
You've got a heated toilet seat bidet money? I'm paying you too much.
And let the record show, when he said bidet package, he did a flourish with his hands. The bidet. Hey, we're in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. It's the Bob and Tom Show. There's Christy Lee.
Hi.
With a scarf recklessly wrapped around her neck.
It looks good. Very nice springy. Color combination. Very nice.
Very springy.
You like a strangled thing? You like a strangled scenario?
No, I don't like that.
You like a pick up at the bar?
No. What about just a hand on the throat? Not choking, but just
pulling
actually,
hair?
I've never had it, so I don't know.
What about pulling
hair? Well, ask David Carradine about it. Wait a minute.
Well, he did it to him.
He liked it a little more gentle
more
than
aggressive.
He.
Yeah.
What about hair pulling? You like hair pulling? Put that in the ponytail. Oh, there we go. All right, a little bit. You know what that means, a little bit.
A lot. Yeah, could we move on to the introductions?
I'm sorry, there's Pat Godwin.
Hello.
There's Josh Arnold.
You do kind of look like one of the pink ladies today.
Yes.
From Greece?
Yeah, yeah.
Beauty school dropout. Isn't that the name?
He hates that movie.
What am I hearing?
It's a good movie.
There's somebody ringing.
Oh, is that me? No, that's off.
I'm not getting it.
Are you hearing something?
I heard
still?
It. You must have turned it off as I was saying it. There's Ace Cosby. I'm Chick McGee at the OriginSouls.com sports desk.
Hang on a second. I got too many papers on top of this electronic thing.
Oh, boy.
Could Eddie come here and give me one that doesn't have so many buttons?
I know he can come in here and hit you in the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
Well, you should have heard his music this morning.
Oh, what was it?
How did you describe it? Innocuous background?
No, it's called
it sure was.
Ambient.
Yeah. Oh. This was the tune.
And you have the wrong tempo. It's slower, actually, it's slower
that,
than that.
Actually, that's exactly how it sounds.
Did it put you to sleep?
No, I put my headphones
it
on.
Helps, it helps phone. Me not have to hear the tinnitus, that constant ringing in my ears.
Yeah. Oh, your doctor recommended that, did he?
No, I figured it out on my own. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Is that why you talk all the time?
You're diagnosing.
Is your tinnitus rather constant these days?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, dude.
So if you're talking, you don't hear it?
You know what I'm talking about,
it's
right?
It's constant, yeah.
It's a constant.
You have to ignore it, yeah.
It can drive
you
nuts.
You'll go crazy.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, well, I can't believe you don't have it. After all these years wearing headphones.
But not that badly.
Yeah, and there's a bizarre.
And I keep mine way down. You guys have your headphones way
there's
up.
A bizarre
what? I'm sorry,
treatment.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
There's a bizarre new treatment for it involving your tongue. I won't even go into it.
Let me
it.
Tell you something.
Are you trying it?
No.
Oh.
It's electronic in your tongue, and I don't believe it for
doctor sucking on your tongue? You like that, too?
No. This is a nice letter from Wayne.
Wayno.
He goes, I'm a truck driver in Dayton, Ohio. I sometimes do a trailer swap in Springboro. The first road you come to going east on 73 off I-75 is Shartz Road.
I know exactly where that is.
Could you please play the tribute?
I've been on Shartz Road. Have you guys seen it?
No.
Just skid marks as far as
I must be racing back then.
Yeah, they must be really taking off.
Man. Well, hey, take care of yourself, buddy. He's got some issues going on. You're going to be fine.
Double dub?
And he wants a special song coming up from Pat. We'll get to it in a few minutes. Because I forgot to tell Pat.
See, the one time you don't say, what does that person want to hear of mine? And,
I know.
And
I know.
He
make
did.
I can make the joke and it come true.
That's right.
Oh, it's a complicated one. It's one of those parodies of a parody.
Parody of a parody?
Yeah, remember? What did you say about that the other day, Josh?
Parody of a parody.
Oh, hat on a hat?
Yeah, hat on a hat. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Shart Road.
That sign, how many times has that sign been stolen?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now, I didn't notice. I have two letters, both with the heading Shart, written by Mark. He wrote, Dear Mr. McGee.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of those new, that's this new tech, this is this new letter we're getting, the short letters to chick?
No, every person has, there are a million city stories in the Naked City. each person has their own story.
When I was a kid, I thought that was really dirty.
Oh, the Naked City.
Naked City.
Yeah.
Because I'd been taught that nudity was evil.
I'm surprised the censors let that title go out. Yeah.
This comes to us from Todd O. in Buckhorn, California. He says, Dear Mr. McGee, I was tying my boots today and sharted.
Oh.
Today is laundry day. I forgot to warn my wife.
Wow.
Would you please inform her?
Well, don't you...
Don't you throw it away?
No. Don't you rinse it out and then try
it away.
A pre-wash?
You certainly don't just put it in with the other laundry and forget to warn your wife.
I don't have throw underwear away.
Yes, you
maybe,
do.
Maybe I do. Yeah.
You can go
never
to
mind.
Walmart.
I do all my own laundry anyway.
So do I.
I insist on it.
Yeah, me too.
Has it ever this happened to you that someone accidentally did your laundry and you just went nuts on? Well, how dare you?
Other way around.
You've done her laundry.
I'll come home and throw something in the dryer.
Right.
Boy, that's why I learned that lesson.
Well, yeah, because you shrink stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And some underwear goes in the dryer, women's underwear doesn't.
It's
like doing triage. After a school shooting, it's really complicated.
Wow.
The Shart Road.
Can I go home now?
Shart Road is
funny because
I accidentally washed a pair of jeans with a belt in it one time.
Ooh!
I've never heard of the end of it. Still to this day, never heard.
And it's funny because it must have been very loud.
Oh yeah! Clang clang! What? That washer's broke. Yeah. What the hell? Yeah.
Well, the leather was real soft though.
Damn!
I just put a pair of funky leather shoes in the washing machine. They were like
funky.
Half leather, half rubber, whatever.
Oh, lubber.
Hiking.
That's an extra
flubber. You should see how high you can jump.
And they're great.
Really?
Came out great. I don't know. They were old and in the way, but
They have like, I'm going to say 9 million different sneaker, shoe cleaning devices and formulas.
Without having to put them in the washer.
I just
without
having to put them in the washer.
Let's go for it. They're Keens. Ever heard of that Keen brand?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love Keen. Yeah, no, they came out great.
They have a nice product.
Ready to go. They do.
The style's lacking.
Well, hello to...
that would explain you loving it.
Hello to Mrs. O and Buckhorn. You're going to encounter a sharted pair of underwear today.
Oh, boy, God. I'd be so mad. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is that still in a relationship? The lady is expected to do laundry?
Not in my house.
That might be a household where she just insists on it because he...
But look, I don't know.
The man who sharts and then just throws it in the laundry isn't the guy you want doing your laundry.
True. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So she may have some rules.
And that takes all the romance away, too.
Sharting?
That night she's going to look at him and go, you know something, honey? Not tonight.
No. You know, I got to be honest, cleaning the shard out of your pants really got me horny, baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's... Well, if that happens, I guess it's a good match.
I'm not licking anything, okay?
Oh, God.
We have some more...
Try and ruin that.
We have some more gun smoke information, just in case you were
wondering.
Son of a...
I don't know. You guys want to vote?
I want to vote. Ready?
I say nay.
Nay.
I think I'm a nay.
Okay.
Nay.
Does it matter at all, Tom?
Nope.
Well,
we got a nay call in from the producer.
Well, that in that case, when we come back, I'm now going to do it with audio. I was just going to read it. Now I'm going to read it and play it.
That was a
so there.
That was a well that Jack Benny would be impressed.
Yes.
And remember, I hate the show.
Yes.
So, but
this one?
No.
That's what's so baffling.
Yes. Hates us and the show, yet he continues to come in.
Opened with a really horrifying joke. Got a great laugh.
Well, you've already
another horrifying
that.
Joke. No, I say one every break. Let's go.
You had that one lined up, huh? No. Nothing's funnier than that topic.
Just trying to sort through something.
Yeah, idiot.
Mark from Wichita has written back. We'll find out what he has to say. Oh. You know something? I've got a great letter here.
I hear Wichita, and I think I got to go get some fresh horses.
I think the great song, Wichita. I think Wichita Lineman, which is a terrific song.
I think it's Seven Nation Army.
Could be.
Yeah. Going to Wichita.
Wichita Lineman could be the greatest song ever written in the history of the world.
I think of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. People train, don't run out of Wichita. Lesson you a hog or a cattle.
Yeah, unless you're a cattle.
People train, run out of Stubville.
This is a letter that will lead into a little bit of a statement from Josh. Dear everyone, this is from Michael. He writes,
Michael Rowe, the boat ashore.
Is there any way you can put together an album of just your Orange Insoles commercials?
I wondered how long this was going to take. Yeah.
I almost crashed my car, writes Michael, from laughing during the Barney segment. Somewhere in there, somebody said you can put a rubber on and slam it in your car door. By the way, I retired from the Army. I spend most of my time in flip-flops on Florida Space Coast. But I may just have to get some orange insoles anyway. Thank you, Mike.
I don't mean to complain, but I have my very first sty.
Aww.
On my right eye.
You've never had one before?
No. Upper eyelid, right eye.
They can be painful.
Yeah, it doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
But, I've never had one. Have you guys had one?
How do you know it is one?
I have had
one. Oh, it's one.
Yeah, your right eye's all puffy. Yeah.
Looked it up and... It looks exactly like every image of sty.
It is somewhat puffy.
Oh, you can see it now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You look like a drunk Billy Joel.
There's Ace Cosby. Hey. I'm Chick McGee at the orangeinsoles.com sports desk.
I bought some warm compress things that will go over my eyes.
You got to go warm, cold, warm, cold, warm, cold.
I think he's right.
Oh, okay.
I think he's right. Don't pin me down.
I'd like
to. Well, because you...
Do the disclaimer, all medical advice on the show is incorrect.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you tell the truth, sometimes you don't. And you have a great
remember
way of...
this, I never tell the truth.
Okay, don't do that.
Am I lying now or not?
Oh, man.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I think I have a raccoon in my attic.
Oh.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, it just dawned on me.
That's it?
Is that the letter?
Yeah, he thinks he has a raccoon.
That leads me to this letter.
Yeah, come on.
Dear Chick, these are really making Tom upset.
Dear Bob and Tom
By the way, if you've got a raccoon in your attic, you know what that means, Christy?
You've got raccoon poop and pee in your attic.
Yeah.
You want to get that out of there. My leaky ear was raccoon pee.
No. There was a raccoon in the old part of the old building. There was a raccoon in the ceiling.
Are we sure, defendant, it was a raccoon?
Yeah, they had to get a guy to get out here.
Trapper Jack. Remember Trapper Jack?
Found a leaky pipe.
There was, you'd look up at those ceiling tiles and they'd be all
orange.
Now, this might start some conversation. This email from Steve. Dear Bob and Tom Show, it just dawned on me, I've never seen a squirrel urinate.
Nor have I.
Steve lives in Appleton, Wisconsin. You've seen dogs urinate?
Do they squat like a dog?
They're so close to the ground.
do the males lift one back leg?
If they were taller, you could see.
That's why you never hear someone go, hey, squirrel dick. You know, what?
Oh!
Never seen one. You know why?
Why?
They're close to the ground. Okay, back to the more important thing, which is our discussion about Gunsmoke, the TV show I can't stand. Festus was a member of the Sons of the Pioneers.
Please stop teasing. Please tell me you have the Sons of the Pioneers.
I think I do. I think this is the actual Sons of the Pioneers.
Oh, yeah.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and winded day.
Remember this one?
Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way.
That doesn't seem baritone-y enough. That sounds like a squirrel.
Is this a remake of the hit?
No, this is the original.
Really?
Ghost Riders original?
Ghost Riders in the Sky?
Sons of the Pioneers.
Festus wrote it.
Oh. He did not.
Where do you get the name Festus? Every time you say that, I think of fester. It sounds horrible.
I think of fetus. I find it really disturbing.
I think of fistula, which is caused by an ingrown hair.
Okay. in any event, the guy that Ken Curtis was in that band. It had a lot of people, including Roy Rogers.
Okay.
And Hal Smith.
Not the Hal Smith.
No, you know.
Embarrassed yourself.
Yeah, you know who Hal Smith is.
You do know who Hal Smith is.
I do.
Yes, he's one of the greatest characters in the history of television.
Otis the Drunk from the Andy Griffith.
Otis. That's why I don't know him.
You've never
watched.
You know what? Andy Griffith was a sick day show. It was the only time I ever saw it was when I was sick and Price is Right was over.
Does that mean you don't want your new copy of Tags?
Oh, I do. I do.
The Andy Griffith Show magazine. It's right there behind
kindling
me.
Kindling for the branches in my backyard that I'm burning in my hair.
I think that's disdainful.
Dear Bob and Tom Show. Hey, chick, we have 4 white squirrels in our neighborhood, ... and they will only hang out with one another.
I don't know if I believe that.
Thank
Is that
you,
true?
Roger.
Yeah, yeah, I don't mingle. Squirrels?
I don't. Albino squirrels.
Maybe they do.
Maybe they.
I don't know about the black squirrels.
I've never seen those.
Up in Harbor Springs? Yeah.
Well, black.
In Missouri, it's primarily gray squirrels.
Hemingway writes about them.
I don't think black squirrels are black, right? I don't think.
I've seen them. They sure look black to me, unless.
I don't see color.
You don't see color?
Matt.
I only see it in personal relations.
And then it's really, it really highlights, doesn't it? Yeah.
You guys know anybody who's colorblind?
Yeah, my dad.
Oh, he was?
He was, absolutely.
Red, green, or?
He was just colorblind. The great colorblind scene. What's that movie where they're on the bus, they're going across the country?
The Graduate.
The Trip to Bountiful?
No, the guy wants to be a pilot.
Driving Miss Daisy?
The drive in the van.
Driving Miss Daisy 2. He drives a bus in that one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah, Little Miss Sunshine. There's the great, that's a great colorblind scene.
So your synopsis.
They're in a bus.
Well, let me get this straight. Your synopsis of Little Miss Sunshine is they're driving across the country in a bus.
Right.
Because the one Steve kid wants
isn't to be Steve Carell driving
pilot.
The.
Yeah, they are in a van.
It's a van.
They're
a van.
It's very
clearly a van.
And the guy wants to be a pilot.
Yeah, but the whole movie.
What is his name?
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano
wants to be a.
Yeah, is it Dano?
Yeah. It is. Yeah,
I think it's like his first movie. Probably.
Great actor.
Well, not according to Quentin Tarantino.
Right. Right.
Well, he's wrong.
Tarantino is wrong on that.
He's wrong.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all, Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.